This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The three-day G7 summit drew to a close on Sunday, with leaders promising to tackle China's growing influence, fight climate change, get more COVID-19 jabs to poor countries, and keep up their economic stimulus programs. The summit was the first by the leaders of the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada since U.S. President Joe Biden became so. Amongst the pledges made, the G7 said that it would meet a long overdue funding pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer ones cut emissions and cope with global warming. Aid campaigners said the promises remain vague and could undermine efforts for a new global deal to cut emissions later in the year. G7 also promised to halt and reverse biodiversity loss by 2030. Israel's parliament has narrowly approved a new coalition government, ending the 12-year historic rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It also sends the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu-turned-rival, becomes prime minister and was sworn into office after a 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. 71-year-old Netanyahu made clear he has